So we're up to the Chayus Devov, it's Cheshvan number 6. The Teva is all Hashem, right? So the person is married in Hashem, he's going against Hashem, he's a Shaita, because the whole Teva is Hashem, right? The Teva is listening to Hashem, and you're using the Teva, which is all listening to Hashem, to go against Hashem, right? It's this deception. The whole world is there to, it's wired, it's wired to work it out for Hashem. It's not wired there to go against Hashem. So it doesn't make sense to go against Hashem, right? That's the Cheshvan number 6. But Lamaisa, the person has Bechira, right? The person has Bechira Lamaisa, right? Bechira Lamaisa, the person has Bechira Lamaisa. So what happens to Ratzon Hashem when you have Bechira? The amazing pasuk, and tell him, Mimsim Yadcha Hashem, the Rishayim are used by Hashem. The Rishayim are used by Hashem. It means like this. Hashem has cows, right? Now the cows don't have Bechira, right? If a person is a Rasha, he goes in the gather of a cow. What does that mean? It means now Hashem is going to use them. Hashem needs a guy to be a blacksmith. He needs a guy to be a laundromat guy. So he takes this guy, he's a Rasha, he's a gather behema, and he puts him in to do his work. Mimsim Yad Hashem. It becomes the Rishayim, it becomes Yad Hashem. When a person follows the path of Hashem, when a person is Bechir Baichel Taif, then he's doing something. In other words, when a person is Baichel Ra, he's a Rasha, he goes with the Behema, and then Hashem uses him how he wants to use him. Hashem wants him to make a company, he'll put it in his head to make a company. He's going to use him as running the world. When a person is following Hashem, Tani, B'tzedek Echse Panecha, Eshba B'Hakis Munasecha. The people really doing something, they feel they're Ovid Hashem. So when a person is Vani B'tzedek Echse Panecha, when I'm completing my neshama, is the lashon of the Malbim, how he explains his pasuk. And through this, he's going to walk in front of Hashem. How does that happen? Person was created within him the Tzel Melekim. In him is the Tzel Melekim. In a person, the Tzel Melekim. Now, a person could destroy that, right? A regular guy destroys Tzel Melekim. He becomes a behemoth. So he goes, we got the behemoth. Hashem used him as a behemoth, just like he has monkeys. Hashem needs monkeys. This guy is another character in the running the world. When a person is ani, but tzedek, echse panecha, echse behakis munasecha, he's ma'ayr, the image of Hashem in him, right? The person has bechira, right? Either it could be baichel atayv or baichel ara. The person's baichel ara, then he becomes like a behemoth. Hashem uses him like a behemoth. But if he's baichel atayv, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in him, which is the neshama in the person, is nesayir. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam in him, which is the neshama, is nesayir. The tumuna of Hashem in you is nisayir, but sel malakai udumusai shu hanefesh v'tisayir v'yakas. It's unbelievable. Lashon of the Malbim, it's unbelievable. When a person is ayved Hashem, he's not going like a behemoth, like a guy that just drops the whole thing. Nevertheless, he's focusing towards Hashem, towards the avodas Hashem. Then he's ma'ayir the tumuna of elikim in him. The lashon of the Malbim is you're being ma'ayir the tmuna selekim in you. It's an unbelievable thing. And the tzel malekai dumusa yishu anefesh yis nisayir v'yakav. It's waking up. Me'eden ha'nitzchi u'mepri ha'tzedek shasisi v'oidi b'chayim. This work that I did when I'm still alive, the mitzvahs I did when I'm alive, it's ma'ayir asher b'yach sefanecha. The problem in this world that we don't feel it, it's a little bit we feel it, but we don't fully feel it. The lashon, the Ben Tam and Sefer Yeshayahu says a lashon that it's a very small amount of feeling that we have in the Ruchnius. But when you die, then it grows tremendous. That's what the Rebbe says. Vani b'tzedek echse panecha es v'hakis munasecha. But lashon lavai v'hakis. I'm gonna be. Weird and see the Tzmunas Hashem, the manifestation of Tzmunas Hashem that's in me. I'm going to see the Hashem that's in me. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yud Zayin.